WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, gorgeous souls. It's your girl, Sienna Cruz, back with another dose of energetic goodness. You know that feeling when you're just, blah? Like a deflated balloon wandering through life? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me. That's why I started this journey to energetic alignment, and today I want to share my personal story with you. Because let's face it, sometimes the best motivation comes from knowing we're not alone in the ups and downs, right? So, buckle up, because we're diving deep into my own experiences, the struggles, the breakthroughs, and the juicy stuff that helped me finally find that sweet spot of energetic bliss. And listen, even if you haven't quite figured out what energetic alignment means, and honestly, it's a journey, not a destination. I promise this story will resonate with you on a deeper level. Firstly, let's talk about self-awareness. It's like the foundation of everything. You got to know your own energy patterns, your triggers, your vibes. For me, it was realizing that spending too much time online drained my energy like nobody's business. Like a phone battery running on fumes after a binge-watching session. Ever felt that? But once I became aware of this, I could consciously limit my screen time and make space for activities that recharged me. Think nature walks, good old-fashioned conversations with friends, or even just a quiet cup of tea with a good book. Secondly, we got to talk about boundaries, those beautiful invisible lines we draw to protect our energy. You know the saying, you can't pour from an empty cup? So true. I used to say yes to everything, constantly trying to please everyone around me. Sound familiar? But that left me feeling depleted and burnt out. Eventually, I learned to set healthy boundaries, politely declining commitments that didn't serve me, saying no to people who drained my energy, and prioritizing my own needs. It was a game changer. 30, it's all about intention. Seriously, what you focus on expands. When you consciously choose your thoughts and beliefs, you literally shape your reality. Imagine your mind like a garden. You wouldn't just let weeds grow wild, right? You'd plant seeds of positivity, cultivate self-love, and nurture those beautiful intentions. I started using affirmations daily, little positive statements that help reprogram my subconscious mind. Fourthly, we can't forget about gratitude. It's like this magnetic force that pulls good vibes into our lives. When we focus on what we have instead of what we lack, our energy shifts instantly. I started a daily gratitude journal, writing down even the smallest things. I was grateful for a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a genuine laugh with a friend. It really changed my perspective. And lastly, it's all about finding joy in the simple things. Life doesn't have to be this grand, epic adventure. Sometimes it's just those little moments that truly matter. Taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, dancing like nobody's watching, these are the things that re-energize our souls. So, imagine this. You're walking down the street, feeling confident and radiant, surrounded by positive energy. Sounds pretty amazing, right? Well, guess what? That's what energetic alignment feels like. It's not about achieving perfection, it's about embracing your journey, learning from your experiences, and consciously choosing to live a more fulfilling life. And trust me, the rewards are worth it. I know my story might resonate with you because I've been there, feeling lost, overwhelmed, and unsure where to turn. But remember, even in those darkest moments, there's always a spark of light within us. It just needs a little nurturing. And that's what this podcast is all about, guiding you on your own journey to energetic alignment. So, take a deep breath, feel the energy flowing through you, and let's do this together. What resonated with you most from my story? Drop a comment below and share your own experiences. Remember, you're not alone in this journey, and every step you take towards alignment is a victory worth celebrating. Next time, we'll explore practical tips for cultivating a positive mindset and attracting abundance into your life. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.